Chater runs a choice establishment, Littlefinger said as they rode. I've half a mind to buy it. Brothels are a much sounder investment than ships I've found. Whores seldom sink. And when they are boarded by pirates, why, the pirates pay good coin like everyone else. Lord Petar chuckled at his own wit. Ned let him prattle on. After a time, he quieted and they rode in silence. The streets of King's Landing were dark and deserted. The rain had driven everyone under their roofs. It beat down on Ned's head, warm as blood and relentless as old guilts. Fat drops of water ran down his face. Robert would never keep to one bed, Lyanna had told him at Winterfell, on the night long ago, when their father had promised her hand to the young lord of Storm's End. I hear he has gotten a child on some girl in the Vale. Ned had held the babe in his arms. He could scarcely deny her, nor would he lie to his sister. But he had assured her that what Robert did before their betrothal was of no matter, that he was a good man, and true, who would love her with all his heart. Lyanna had only smiled. Love is sweet, dearest Ned, but it cannot change a man's nature. The girl had been so young. Ned had not dared to ask her age. No doubt she had been a virgin. The better brothels could always find a virgin if the purse was fat enough. She had light red hair with a powdering of freckles across the bridge of her nose, and when she slipped free a breast to give her nipple to the babe, he saw that her bosom was freckled as well. I named her Barra, she said, as a child nurse. She looks so like him, does she not, my lord? She has his nose and his hair.